This is an AMI podcast. This is an AMI podcast.
I'm Kelly McDonald. Here's a segment from our show, Kelly and Company, that airs weekdays from 2 to 4 p.m. Eastern on AMI Audio. Ramya Muth and Kelly McDonald, hosts of the program, want to remind you to check out the Kelly and Company podcast. We were giving you the repeat times earlier. And of course, you know the live show, 2 p.m. Eastern. But you know that using your favorite podcatcher, you can catch the show at your convenience. You can catch it in segment form or listen to the complete Kelly and Company podcast experience, where we also add on an audio vanity card. At the end of it, just something from the team, a little gift to you, a little bit of conversation, as well as look along the podcast feed for the best of the buzz with Bill. That's the Kelly and Company podcast. While you're in there, if you don't mind, give us a rating and review. We'd appreciate it. As mentioned, it's Kelly and Company. I'm Kelly McDonald in the home studio in London, Ontario, with Ramya Muthan in her home studio in Toronto.
We're getting some reminders now, Kels, about how we can stay positive and fresh as we continue to navigate this pandemic. And returning to our show is author of The Success Energy Equation and friend of the show, Michelle Cederberg in Calgary, Alberta. Michelle, thank you for coming back on Kelly and Company.
So happy to be chatting with you again.
Well, we're excited about the reminders because it's been a while, or at least it feels like a while. You were on with us late last year, and we want to know first and foremost, you have an update regarding this book, Success Energy Equation. It's now available in audio format. We were kind of wrapping it up on that note the last time we had you on. So tell us a bit more about what's going on with the audiobook.
Yes, I'm so excited about it because, as you know, we want to make all sorts of book forms accessible. And now you can basically get that book anywhere where you download your audiobook. So it's pretty exciting.
Very nice. Yeah, you want to tell us a little bit about the author and, or sorry, not the author, the narrator?
You might know the author pretty well,
yeah.
I bet.
Yeah. Well, and it's funny because as a professional speaker, many people ask, well, are you going to do your own audio for your book? And I said, absolutely not, because I'm a professional speaker, but I'm not a professional voiceover talent. And the gal that I chose is a radio broadcaster here in Calgary. Her name is Christina Roussel, and she just has wonderful energy that matches my own. And so we had a great time kind of going back and forth as she was recording the chapters in the book. And it gave me a great opportunity to reconnect with my own writing.
Awesome.
I think that's always the best way. And I know lots of writers say that if someone sees their own play when they workshop it on its legs, they go, oh, no. But this is a bit of a different kind of application. Can you tell us, remind us a little bit and give us an overview of the book?
Yeah, well, as you said, the title is The Success Energy Equation, and the subtitle is How to Regain Focus, Recharge Your Life, and Really Get Blank Done. I don't know if I can say that on the radio, but stuff. And it's interesting because I finished writing it last January before life went into lockdown. And as I was editing it, I realized, you know, so much of the information in this book is serving as a guide to get refocused and to recharge our lives now, a year after we've been, you know, navigating the pandemic. We can be hard on ourselves. We say it should be easy by now, but COVID keeps moving the finish line, and we have to keep processing that information mentally, physically, emotionally. And I'm guessing that, like myself, I'm sure some of your listeners are having their high and low days where it's like, oh, I'm tired of this, and what do I do? What do I do to keep going?
Yeah. Yeah, it's hard to continue to re-energize every single day, right? Because the days might feel the same, but on the inside, it starts feeling either more tough or some days less tough. But what's the feedback been like, Michelle, since the book's been out?
It's been fantastic. I've been getting great reviews and good sales, online. Of course, normally I'd be speaking in person. I'd be sharing my book with my audiences afterwards. But a lot of people are saying it's just what they need right now because that Groundhog Day reality that we're living in means that sometimes we do have to stop and ask ourselves, all right, what's important right now? Recognizing that has changed since life before the pandemic. What we need for ourselves physically, mentally, emotionally, socially, with relationships, with everything has changed. And we need to check in with ourselves and ask ourselves now and, you know, in the months moving forward, what do I need for myself to keep going, if nothing else? You know, COVID keeps moving the finish line, and we can't ask ourselves, when is this going to end? We should be asking ourselves, what do I need for myself to keep going?
At this point, especially, and to stay as positive as possible. And if you need that positive in your life, how would you go about doing it, do you think?
Yeah, and it's a simple question, but not always an easy one. The book I wrote before this one is called Energy Now, Small Steps to an Energetic Life. And it's the small steps that I'm going back to more and more now. It's so, with so many things to process, you know, out there, and all of the things that we need to work through in our own lives, it's hard to focus right now. So we need to go small. I think that we need to take small breaks, if not daily, then every week, to ask ourselves, you know, to just be, if you will, and to ask ourselves, what do I need for myself? It's such a big question, but we're so busy taking care of everyone else and everything else that I think some of us have lost sight of what's important. So just to pause and say, what do I need? And you know, in doing that, to also take time during the week to just focus on the small wins, on the small joys, on the little hits of happiness that we can conjure up for ourselves. You know, for me, it's digging in my garden or walking my dog by the river or playing, you know, some of my favorite music. I've been unearthing some of my music from the 90s, which is kind of fun.
Yeah, that's awesome. Go ahead.
I think that we can be hard on ourselves, as I said before, because we think that we should be having it all figured out right now. But you know, in those small steps, I think we just have to also remember to be kind and gentle to ourselves, to, you know, every day. It's okay to not be okay even now. And recognizing that some of your listeners might be incredibly resilient, saying, you know, I have got this. I do have a good support network. I am managing as well. And I think that that should be acknowledged as well. And if you are one of those people, then use your powers for good. check in with somebody who might need some help, or, you know, continue to do what you're doing so that you can stay resilient.
Yeah, I've been focusing lately on really recognizing the good and the bad days, and on the good days, checking in on other people. Because if you're having a good day, it might be hard to remember that you had a bad day yesterday, but someone else might be having that bad day today, right? And speaking of focus, Michelle, you know, something that I've also been cognizant of is, like, a lot of people might be working and have something to focus on throughout the day just for scheduling, but other people might not, or it might not be as much as a routine for them. So, you know, can we focus on things like that? Bigger things, things that are more 8 hours a day or more scheduled?
Well, I mean, our jobs are a great way to keep us grounded in, you know, the daily, you know, doings of life. You know, hopefully you like the work that you do. I think that, yes, if we have big goals and we want to crush them, then absolutely. But if we're feeling the overwhelm, that's when I say go small. But I think we all do need to have things to focus on, whether it's, you know, I say whether it's the hobbies that you like to do, or the exercise that's going to help keep you resilient, or the projects that you have going on, you know, outside of work, you know, within the four walls of our home. I know that my backyard is going to get a bit of a renovation this spring now that the snow has melted. I'm looking back, they're going, what are the projects that I'm going to use to occupy my time, you know, to keep things interesting, if you will.
It's so tough, because that is exactly it. And then you think, and we've seen, you know, some of the people who love to support and help others, and they recognizing how much they need help. I know even at Christmas time, had some time off work, and I felt more connected to my friends that unfortunately aren't working, and, you know, who have been saying, I'm struggling, man, I'm having trouble. And, you know, it's so easy to say, oh, really? I don't, you know, just focus on the things you've got. Well, that's easy to say when you're working and you have something at least that fills up a good chunk of your day. So if you want to help and support some of the others out there, knowing I've got to look out for myself and be healthy enough myself, what are some of the small things you could do?
Yeah, it's a great question. And, you know, when we're, you know, reaching out to others who might not be doing as well, I don't know that those of us who have struggled or are struggling are necessarily looking for answers, but looking for an ear. you know, we don't need our friends to solve our problems. They just need to, you know, if we can just say, is there anything, you know, is there anything that I can do? Is there anything that you need? It's easier to say that than, you know, how can I help you? Because that creates a little bit of a need for repayment or whatever it might be. You know, is there anything that you need? Is there anything that I can do to help or whatever it might be? Just ask the question.
Michelle, a while ago we talked about this image that went viral all over social media from this book called Rabbit and Bear Make a Wish. And the cool part about that was the image started to go viral because of the pandemic, and people were just seeing this image in themselves and saying, oh my gosh, I can relate. I really need that hug or something like that. But similar to you, because you wrote this book before the pandemic hit, and you've been getting all this feedback, and it's been so timely for people to read something like this. Do you have any plans to write something else right now or post pandemic, or just to go off of this momentum?
You know, what I'm working on right now is an online program that is based on the book, and, you know, with, you know, kind of a 7-module program whereby people can read or listen to the book and then come online and, you know, watch or listen to the video and then do the exercises that are there to go a little deeper, and they can connect with me one-on-one with coaching. I'm hoping that that's going to be available at the beginning of June, but, you know, and also thinking about what's next. Yeah, I mean, I'm not the fastest writer in the world, so I'm trying to, you know, kind of put my energy to, you know, blog posts and things like that in the coming months that will start helping us think about, you know, post-pandemic life. How do we take care of ourselves now so that we're resilient and moving forward in small ways, you know, even while we're still waiting for the finish line? Yeah, it's an interesting question because I admit that I too have struggled in the weeks and months that have been going on. So I've been trying to, you know, go and read my own book again and be my own student again and see what comes of that. And so I'm releasing prior to the program releasing, I'm releasing what I'm calling a 6-day reset, a free reset that people can follow via their inboxes, and that's going to come out in a week or two. And if people are interested in that, they can go to michellesederberg.com and sign up for my weekly messages so they know when that's coming live as well.
Well, as a public speaker, it must be interesting, because you say about writing the ways that, you know, when you're a talker and communicate that way best with people, I think the online, the talking to people, and I'm sure responding to people, whether it's through the blog post or those emails you must get. We've got a few moments left. I'm just kind of curious, has there been anything in particular that jumped out you to you from a response from an individual who's read, heard the book, and really something that was said?
You know, nothing specific about one aspect of the book, but a lot of this is just what I needed right now. Awesome. The beginning of the book, I talk about getting off of autopilot and getting present to the mess, if you will. And all of us are kind of in that state where we just need to pause and check in with ourselves. And so it's an opportunity to do that, an opportunity to just get some tips that'll help us navigate, you know, whatever months ahead of us we have until life returns to some sense of normal. You know, hopefully the book will provide a guide and some help along the way.
Yeah, I think it's kind of, for most of us at least, pretty impossible to even stay on autopilot right now because things have been changed around so much. Again, where can we go to find a copy of your book, Michelle?
You can go to successenergybook.com, you know, to see where I've got it listed. And for Audible, it's available on iTunes, on Audible and iTunes. iTunes, Audible, and Amazon, sorry.
Awesome. That's amazing. Yeah. And then for the program as well, we can go to your site?
Yeah, michellesederberg.com, and that's michelle, and then Cedarberg is cedar tree iceberg, all E's.
Awesome.
That's a long one. But if you go to successenergybook.com, it'll also link you through to the website. So, and people can contact me as well through the website if they got questions or just to say hi.
Appreciate it, Michelle. Thanks for coming back on, and hopefully we can catch up again soon.
Thank you. Take care and stay well.
We were speaking with the author of the Success Energy Equation book, now available in audio. She's also a friend of the show, Michelle Cederberg, in Calgary, Alberta.
Fantastic. Really great to have her. We're going to take a break. And coming up next, it's Know Your Rights with Danielle McLaughlin and her guest, David Baker.
You've been listening to Kelly and Company. If you're hooked, subscribe to the podcast on iTunes, Google Play, Stitcher, or your favorite podcast platform. And be sure to leave us a rating and review. Or you can listen live from 2 to 4 p.m. Eastern on AMI Audio.
This was an AMI podcast. For more accessible media, visit AMI.ca.